Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
QL Network, Happy New Year to all who celebrate. We got week one of college football starting today. We got a couple of interesting games. I got three games that I got my eye on. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. Of course, we'll talk about Saturday's slate. We'll dive in to some of those games. We still got about 10 games on the baseball slate today. We'll give out some picks in Major League Baseball as well. We're going to talk about one of the marquee games on Saturday's slate. Manny Navarro standing by. Get his thoughts on Miami and Florida. A massive game in the swamp coming up on Saturday. Talk about a bunch of different college football things coming up on the show. Matt Horner going to join us later on to give out his best bets as well. And as always, any thoughts, comments, best bets that you guys have for us, you can go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. Manny Navarro joins us. Give him a follow on X at @Manny_Navarro. Does great work for The Athletic. And Manny, you've been doing a lot of shows on the network, and the question I've been asking a bunch of people, we got a really good week one slate. Question I've been asking is, which week one game are you most looking forward to? Feels like everybody's answer has been the same: Miami, Florida. Everybody can't wait for this game. All the years that you've been covering the Canes, can you remember a week one game with this much hype around it than what we're going to see on Saturday between Miami and Florida?
Well, this one's definitely up there. I think Miami's had a couple of early season matchups against SEC teams that the fan base got really jacked up for. They played Alabama a couple of years ago, played LSU a couple of years ago as well, neutral site games. But this one's a rivalry, so I think it's a little bit different because it hits home for a lot of the old school Hurricanes fans.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously there was a lot of expectations for the Canes coming into this season, but then Manny, after what Florida State did last week out in Ireland, Now a lot of people are excited. So did that loss by Florida State, did it almost add like another layer of pressure for Miami coming into this game?
I certainly think it does. I mean, I think seeing Florida State, who was voted as the preseason favorite by all the writers in the preseason, it definitely makes you say, well, man, maybe Miami's a little susceptible to losing this game, even though they're a favorite going into this. I think this team, I picked them to win the ACC in the preseason because I think they are better on paper than everybody else in the league. And it starts with the offensive and defensive line. So I believe in what Mario Cristobal has done here in his three seasons as coach in terms of roster building. Now it's just a matter of going out and executing and following through. And I think they've got the right quarterback to do it.
You talk about that quarterback, and Manny, this week leading up to week one, there's been a ton of money pouring in on Cam Ward to win the Heisman Trophy. I think the last time we spoke, he was 20-1 to win the award. Now he's 14-1 to win the award. So you've obviously gotten a chance to watch him during camp. He's going to have plenty of big games this season for the Canes. Realistically, what chance do you think Cam has at winning the Heisman this year?
Well, if he's the best player in the ACC and Miami gets into the 14 playoff, you'd have to imagine that he would be one of the four finalists, right? In terms of at least getting to New York, if Miami accomplishes everything it wants to, because he's going to put up huge numbers. And people forget, he's played in some pretty big environments in the past when he was at Washington State, played at Oregon, played at Washington, had really good games on the road there. So this is a guy who has a track record of success. He's thrown for a bunch of yards, thrown for a bunch of touchdowns, made a lot of big plays. So the expectation is he's going to deliver this year for Miami.
What do you think is going to be the game plan offensively on Saturday, Manny, for the Canes? Because they're bringing in a new quarterback in Cam Ward. They're bringing in a new running back in Damian Martinez. But they have all that returning production at wide receiver. So do you think they lean on those guys? Is it more of a ground-based attack? What do you kind of think Miami's game plan is going to be on Saturday?
Well, knowing Mario Cristobal and knowing his history as an offensive lineman, I think they're definitely going to come out and try to set the tone with the running game. They really like what they've got with Damian Martinez. And if there's any way that you can take some of the pressure off of Cam Ward, this being his first start in the swamp, in a rivalry game like this, you get the running game going first. And so I think they're going to come out and try to establish the run and then maybe run some play action plays, et cetera, off of that. But there's no doubt he's going to be flinging the rock around. And look, Florida's defense, I expect them to be better than they were a year ago, but they were pretty awful down the stretch during that five-game losing skid. And so Miami should be able to put up some yards and some points in this game.
Obviously, the spread in the game, Manny's really tight. The Canes are favored by 2.5. The total, though, is at 54.5. Any thoughts there? Do you expect this to be a lower scoring game? I know we were talking before the show started that it's not going to rain, which is obviously a big thing whenever you're talking about a game in Florida. It's supposed to be nice weather. So do you expect some points in this game, or do you expect a little bit of a defensive struggle?
No, I think there will be points in this game. I picked Miami to win by 2 scores, and it's funny, you said 54.5. I didn't even realize that was the exact number. I had Miami winning this game 34-20, so I'm right there on the number. But I think there can be points scored. Miami's secondary is young. Florida has some good receivers, so I expect that the Gators will be able to connect on some plays down the field and maybe get a couple of big plays that result in points. So I think this will be a game that definitely hovers around that 54-55 point type number, where both teams are scoring more than 20 points, 30 points in this game.
Manny, have the Canes talked about how important this game is, that even if they lose it, to not let it derail their season? Because I think that Georgia Tech loss last year, with how it ended, you know, Miami was right there. They were in the mix to win the ACC, go to the playoff, and then they lose that game, and then their season kind of went in the wrong direction. Obviously, this game's important. It could be a huge non-conference win, but at the end of the day, this game isn't going to affect their ACC record. Have any of the players, coaches talked about, yes, this game is important, but it's not the end of the world if we don't get the result that we want?
Yeah, I mean, I think certainly the focus is all just on game one. Mario Cristobal is not going to dive into, well, if we lose, guys, we can still save our season until that happens. But certainly, I think the players know. I think Cam Ward certainly knows that if they lose this game, Miami's path to an ACC championship is unaffected. They could still do that. They could still win the league, still earn themselves a top four seed. So they've certainly been schooled well enough in what the 12-team playoff looks like. And unlike Florida State, who lost to a conference rival, and that hurts them, this is a game that really on paper would not hurt Miami at all in terms of their opportunity to make the playoff.
Very good. He's Manny Navarro. Give him a follow on X at @Manny_Navarro. Does great work for The Athletic's, The Athletic, covering the Miami Hurricanes. Joining us here on Send It In. Manny, really appreciate the time. Enjoy the game on Saturday, and hope to catch up again soon.
Will do.
All right, thanks a lot. Manny Navarro joining us here on Send It In. We got some questions coming in on the Twitch chat. Rocco Sal, dog of the day, is going with the Florida Marlins. He said PJ would take the dog. I rode with the Marlins yesterday. Nothing for me in that game today. B Mills, does PJ like the under in Minnesota and UNC tonight? I think the D2 quarterback for Minnesota going to struggle to start. UNC's offense might start a little slow with the new quarterback. There's a play that I'll talk about, B Mills, coming up in that game a little bit later that I like on the side. As for the total, no official play. I would lean towards the under, though. Minnesota's offenses with PJ Fleck, they're notorious for letting the play clock widen all the way down. They like snapping the ball under 5. They're a running football team, and they want to keep the ball away from UNC's offense. Even though it doesn't have Drake May anymore, that team's still going to put up points this year. So would lean towards the under, not an official play for me, but if I had to make it B Mills, I would be on the under there with you. All right, now let's talk about the college football playoff. Obviously, Miami is a hot team right now. A lot of people think they're going to win the ACC. They're going to make the college football playoff, and I am right with those people. My first bet of four plus money that I would look at to make the college football playoff is Miami this season. I completely agree with Manny. I think this is the most talented team on paper in the ACC. Florida State, I wasn't high on to start the season. It's obviously easy to say that now after what they did against Georgia Tech, but we've seen DJU as a college quarterback, and I didn't think magically he was going to go to Florida State and look like the guy that we saw in that one game glimpse when he played for Clemson against Notre Dame. They lost so much production on offense and defense last season, and the strength of that team this year was supposed to be the defensive line. They were supposed to have one of the best D lines in college football. Georgia Tech absolutely manhandled them up front. So it looks like this conference is probably going to come down to Clemson, Miami, maybe like a Virginia Tech, NC State, SMU, who I thought could be a sleeper, could sneak in there. But if Miami wins against Florida on Saturday, like I probably think they will, then, again, that's a huge non-conference win. Miami could be one of the few ACC teams that if they don't win the ACC championship, could still get into the playoffs. So I like the Canes at plus 175. I also like Boise State to make the college football playoff at plus 400. Remember, the new rules of the college football playoff with the 12 teams, one group of five team is going to make it. So we're taking Boise at plus 400. Their only path, they're not going to get one of those qualifying bids to get into the playoff. They're going to have to get the auto bid as the best group of five team, but I think they are the best group of five team. There are three games that worry you. There are two games that jump out right away. They're at Oregon in week two. They're probably going to lose that game, but the games that are going to decide whether or not they go to the college football playoff is going to be the game at UNLV, a team that I also expect to be one of the better group of five teams, and then a trip to Laramie when they take on Wyoming late in the year. Craig Bohl, really good head coach, retired. So the defensive coordinator there at Wyoming under Craig Bohl takes over. They're replacing some guys, but that's a tough place to play, and that's always a well-coached team. Those will be the two games that are tricky, but Boise State's got one of the best running backs in the country in Ashton Gentry. If you haven't heard his name, he's a monster. And Boise State was able to retain him. They're going to lean on him this season. Their head coach is Dirk Cutter. You might remember that name from the NFL. Was the head coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for a couple of seasons. And their quarterback room is really solid. Malachi Nelson is actually going to be the backup quarterback. He transferred in from USC. He was a former five-star recruit. Maddox Madsen is going to be their starting quarterback. So they got a good quarterback room. They got one of the best running backs in college football. Their receiving room's pretty solid. And defensively, I expect them to get better and better as the season goes on. In Oregon, they're going to lose that game in week two, but that's going to be a really, really good test for them, seeing what they have to improve on, because they know as long as they win every other game on their schedule outside of the Oregon game, good shot Boise's in the playoff. I'll take a shot with them at plus 400. Then a team that I've been talking about all summer, the Iowa Hawkeyes at plus 600. I would look at them to make the college football playoff. I think there's a real chance that Iowa goes 11-1 this season. They make the Big Ten championship. If Iowa goes 11-1 and they make the Big Ten championship, regardless of how bad their offense is, regardless of how ugly they look opposed to other teams, they're going to be in the playoff. And Iowa's schedule, the way that it sets up for them, they're going to have a really good shot to do that. They're at Columbus. They play Ohio State. That's going to be a loss. But they don't have to play Michigan, Penn State, Oregon, or USC. They miss the other four top teams in the Big Ten after the Buckeyes. This was a team that won 10 games in the regular season last year with one of the worst offenses you will ever see. Their defense isn't going to be quite as good as it was last year, but under Kirk Ferentz, you know they're always going to be solid on that side of the ball. Cade McNamara, who transferred in from Michigan a couple years ago, missed a lot of the season last year with an injury. He comes back. Basically, Iowa's schedule is really easy. That defense is going to be really good again, and the offense can't be possibly any worse than it was last season. I like the price on Iowa to make the playoff at 6-1. And then finally, give me Oklahoma State at plus 700 to make it to the college football playoff as well. A lot of people like Utah to win the Big 12. A lot of people like Kansas State. I've heard people taking some flyers on Iowa State and West Virginia. I'm really surprised that people are overlooking the Cowboys this season. They returned 21 starters this year. They are extremely experienced. Their offense is one of the most experienced offenses I've ever seen in my life in college football. Their quarterback, Alan Bowman, is a seventh year in college football. Their offensive line has six redshirt super seniors on it because of all the COVID rules and everything. They got one of the best running backs in the country in Ollie Gordon as well. Their defense returns 10 starters. They are so much experience. They're loaded at running back with some good players on defense as well. And Mike Gundy always gets the most out of his team. And there are a couple games this year that worry you on Oklahoma State's schedule. They're home against Utah and they're at Kansas State, which could be tricky. They also got a difficult game in week one. They're only 9.5-point favorites against South Dakota State, which could be an interesting game on Saturday. But everybody's overlooking Mike Gundy's boys with all that experience that they have. Remember, they played in the Big 12 title game last year against Texas, and they return just about all those players. I think the Pokes plus 700 worth a look to get into the college football playoff. All right, let's keep talking some college football. This is one of my favorite segments that now we're bringing back since the season is here. We're going to do my favorite over, my favorite under, my favorite that I like, favorite underdog, and my favorite outright bet for week one of college football. This is for all the games coming up on Saturday and one on Sunday. We'll start with the over that I like the best on Saturday. It's going to be in this UNLV and Houston game, over 54.5. UNLV was one of the best surprises in college football last season. Barry Odom is a name that you might remember. He was Missouri's head coach. He was a defensive coordinator at Arkansas. He's now the head coach at UNLV. They had an incredible season last year. They have a really bright young offensive coordinator. They run this up-tempo, high-powered offense. They score a ton of points. They lost their quarterback to USC, Jaden Maiava, and that's why their total in this game probably isn't as high as it should be. But I think with that system that they have in place and going up against this Houston defense that is awful, Willie Fritz, who's coming over from Tulane, is coaching in his first game as Houston's head coach. There's just a lot of change there with Houston. And I think we're underselling UNLV a little bit on offense because they lost their quarterback. But I think this game goes over. Houston's also got one of the best quarterbacks in the Big 12 in Donovan Smith. So I'll take the over 54.5. In UNLV and Houston. The under that I like the best is going to be Clemson and Georgia, under 48.5. I talked about this game yesterday. I really like Clemson's team total under. I think it's going to be somewhere around 15.5, 16.5. I think the Tigers have a tough time scoring. Dabo Sweeney's team this year has a very experienced defense. I think they're going to be really good on that side of the ball. And Georgia under Kirby Smart, we know that they're going to be loaded on defense as well. I talked about it yesterday. Two of the last 3 years, Georgia's played in some high-profile season openers against Oregon and against this Clemson team. You know how many points they gave up in each of those games? Just 3. I know Georgia lost a lot of talent to the NFL, but they've lost a lot of talent to the NFL the last 4 or 5 years. They just keep reloading every single year. No preseason in college football, so we rely on two really good coaches to have their teams ready in this game. We got two of the five best in college football in Dabo and Kirby Smart, so I'll take the under 48.5. The favorite that I like the best on Saturday is going to be Syracuse minus 17.5 against Ohio. Something that's worth noting in these first couple weeks of college football, you guys got to look at the transfer portal. You got to look at what teams improved in the portal and what teams got decimated by the portal. And this is one of those games that's just the perfect culmination of both. We're getting a Syracuse team that added as much as anybody did in the transfer portal this season. Fran Brown is their new head coach. He comes over. He was the secondary coach at the University of Georgia, and he brings some Georgia guys with him, so we like that. He also brings over Kyle McCord with him, the quarterback who was at Ohio State last season. Syracuse upgraded in a lot of positions. I think they're going to be a lot better this season. On the flip side, Ohio lost a ton on offense and defense. They were one of the best teams in the MAC last season. And because of that, and because of the era that we're in college football, when you have a really good group of five team, a lot of the Power Four teams are going to come in and take a bunch of those players. And that, unfortunately, is exactly what happened to Ohio. So it's just one of these perfect games where Ohio's playing their first game with all these new faces all this talent that they lost. And Syracuse upgraded a ton. They got a new head coach in the offseason. I'd lay the 17.5 with the Cuse. My dog that I like for week one is going to be Miami of Ohio +3 against Northwestern. Another really good team out of the MAC, Miami of Ohio +3. Chuck Martin's a really good coach. He's been there a long time with Miami of Ohio. You might remember Blaine Gabbert, who was an NFL quarterback, great college player at Missouri. His younger brother, Brett Gabbert, is the quarterback for Miami of Ohio. He suffered a ton of injuries throughout his college career. He's back for his seventh season. He's a really good college player when he's healthy. So an experienced quarterback. Miami of Ohio's got a bunch of starters returning, and I'm really looking to forward to fading Northwestern this season. We all thought this was going to be one of the worst teams in Power 5 last year after what happened with Pat Fitzgerald and a new coach taking over right before the season started. But Northwestern surprised us all. They made a bowl game. They were a lot better than we thought. I expect them to come back down to earth a little bit. I think it starts on Saturday. Those two teams, the talent gap isn't as big as you would think. I like Miami of Ohio +3. And then finally, the dog that I like the best on Sunday in week one is going to be USC +160 against LSU. We talked about it yesterday. LSU has lost four straight season openers, and I just love getting a head coach in Lincoln Riley who's used to every year championship or bust, college football playoff or bust. This is really the first year where nobody's expecting anything of Lincoln Riley. We don't know what to expect out of his defense, especially because he finally got rid of Alex Grinch. No more Caleb Williams. This line has gone from 6.5 to 4.5. We've seen some reverse line movement. It's 4 at some spots. I think USC wins this thing outright, so I'll take the Trojans at +160. All right, let's keep it moving with three bets that I like tonight in college football and also four bets that I like in Major League Baseball. We'll start with a huge underdog that I like tonight. Obviously, week one, we always have a ton of big spreads. A lot of these schools looking to get off to a 1-0 start. One of those games is going to be NC State and Western Carolina tonight. Give me Western Carolina at +31.5 tonight against NC State. The big part of this handicap is because of what's next week, and that's NC State playing host to Tennessee, and that's a massive game for both of those teams. Grayson McCall transfers over from Coastal Carolina to NC State. This is his first game in a new system. You got to think NC State's probably going to get up early in this game, and then they're probably going to pack it in a little bit. They're not going to show too much. They just want to escape and get out of this game healthy. Meanwhile, Western Carolina out of the FCS, they got a pretty good offense, and they're going to play until the very end. I always love when we get these in-state games, right? Western Carolina against NC State. All these kids from Western Carolina that were told they weren't good enough to go play at NC State. So this is their Super Bowl going up against NC State, who's just looking forward to playing next week against Tennessee. This might be one of those games where it's like 35-0 and maybe we get a backdoor cover, but I like Western Carolina at +31.5. Also, give me North Dakota State today +9.5 against Colorado. Folks, this is betting 101. The entire world is on Colorado tonight, and that line hasn't moved at all. It hasn't gone to 10.5. It hasn't gone to 11.5. It stayed right there at 9.5. It tells you all you should need to know. I know Colorado got off to a hot start last season and then fell off the final six games of the season. North Dakota State's for real. They're treating this game as their Super Bowl. All the money's on Colorado. Give me North Dakota State +9.5. And then finally, I'll take UNC -125 tonight against Minnesota. This game has also featured some line movement where pretty much the entire summer, UNC was 2-point underdogs in this game. Minnesota's got a couple of injuries to their running back position. They're starting a new quarterback, as B. Mills mentioned, a D2 transfer. In North Carolina, no more Drake May, but Max Johnson comes in. He's played at Texas A&M. He's played at LSU. He's played a lot of college football. I'm trusting the line movement. Usually, when teams in college football start off the week as an underdog and then they end the week as a favorite, it tends to be pretty profitable. So I will take UNC at -125. And then some baseball plays that I like for tonight. We got the Mets -105, first five against the Diamondbacks. I like taking the Mets to bounce back here against Arizona. Their bullpen blew another game for them last night. I think they get off to a hot start today, so we'll take the Mets at -105. A's and Reds, we took that over yesterday. The game flew over. We're taking it once again today, over 10.5. Love the under in the Phillies and the Braves tonight, under 8.5. This is a huge game for both of these teams. They start a series. The Phillies only have a 5-game lead now on the Braves in the NL East. So this first game is a big swing, right? The Phillies can go up 6 games or the Braves can cut it to 4 games. I think both managers might be a little quick to pull each of their starters if they sense they're getting into trouble. I expect a bigger bullpen game. Both of these managers, I think, will treat this closer to a playoff game. So we'll go under 8.5 in Braves and Phillies. And then finally, give me the Dodgers team total over tonight, 4.5 at -110 against the Orioles. I've seen Cade Povich pitch quite enough, and him going up against this Dodgers lineup in Dodger Stadium is not a good combination. I'll take the Dodgers team total over 4.5. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Matt Horner now, joining us here on Send It In. Matt, what are the 5-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Yeah, well, you just said it. Dodgers money line, 5-star play going up against Cade Povich and the Baltimore Orioles. The model has this at -224. So clearly it finds quite a lot of value on them, somewhere around -130 or so. The model just doesn't like O's back-end starters, and we know Cade Povich, as you just said, is not a very good pitcher against this Dodgers lineup. So Dodgers money line, and it also has Dodgers -1.5 as 5-star. So either one, we love it.
We took the Dodgers yesterday, Matt. The model was with us in that one, so I like coming right back with it again tonight. How about yourself, Matt? Any bets in Major League Baseball you like tonight?
Yeah, so I'm going to go to the Blue Jays and the Red Sox game. Bowden Francis has been unbelievable his last 4 starts, 1.33 ERA, 2.78 expected FIP, 34 strikeouts to just 4 walks. Quite unbelievable. I don't know if he's that good. Probably some regression coming for him eventually, but he's cut out his curveball from his arsenal. His usage has gone from 27.8% to 5.6% with that. And I think that's helped him a lot in terms of his command. So I think he could be a better pitcher than he showed before. Cutter Crawford on the mound for the Red Sox. He was great at the start of the season, got destroyed, and now he's pretty much pitching his expected metrics, 4.19 ERA, 3.94 expected, and a 4.44 expected FIP. Temperatures in this game, though, very cool. 65 degrees at first pitch, going to be cooler as the night goes on, and I think 9 is just too high of a total here. Some books are moving it to 8.5. At that number, I would probably just reduce risk a little bit, but if you can get 9, I love that. Under 9 in Blue Jays and Red Sox.
Very good. Matt, I mentioned 3 college football games that I'm betting tonight on this Thursday slate. Any games that you like tonight?
Yeah, love that North Dakota State wager. I got them at +10, 9.5, too. Yeah, you literally just talked about it. The public loves Colorado, and it's just a thing for me. Anytime Deion Sanders and the Buffaloes are playing a football game, I am almost 100% going to be fading them almost every time. The public's backing them like it's free money yet again, and I will be on the other side at North Dakota State getting the 10 points or 9.5 points, whatever you can, best number you can get them at.
Love it. Let's go Bison. Hopefully they can keep it close. Wow. Matt, before I let you go, obviously we get a little appetizer tonight with college football. We got a couple of games tomorrow. We got a great Saturday slate. Any bets that you like for Saturday's games?
Yeah, I'm a Notre Dame fan, but I'm going to be going against them here. I took Texas A&M -2.5, and I also took them on the money line. At +3, honestly, I might go back to Notre Dame at that number if that's the best you can get at this point. But bulk of the money has been on Notre Dame, and yet the line has continued to move towards Texas A&M. And right there, that is a classic sign of things to come, as we might say. So I love Texas A&M here at the money line. Or -2.5. If you get to 3, though, I think this is going to be a really low-scoring game with the 2 defenses in this game. So if you're going to give me a field goal, I might take the Irish at that. But anything under that, I would take Texas A&M. I think they're going to win the game.
Kind of agree with you. I think A&M wins. I think Notre Dame +3. And if somehow we get a 3.5, I think the Irish would be the side at that point. Great stuff, as always, from Matt Horner joining us here on Send It In. Matt, appreciate it. Good luck on your plays. We'll talk again soon.
Sure. Thanks, PJ.
Absolutely. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis, spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, it is time now to wrap the show with PJ's plays here on Send It In. Jose Altuve got us 3 hits yesterday. Easy going streaking. We're up to 5 now. Thanks to Cade Consible for getting it up. Hopefully, we can keep it going. Cade Povich, we're fading him tonight. We'll take Mookie Betts to get a base hit off of Cade Povich. I would expect Mookie to have a couple hits tonight, take him over bases, maybe take him to hit a home run as well. Mookie Betts is our play in going streaking. My prop lock, as I talked about it, Dodgers team total over 4.5 runs at -110. I think it's going to be ugly. So Dodgers bats really didn't do much in the first game of this series. Yesterday, the Orioles airs helped them out a ton. I think today the Dodgers bats just go off. So we'll go team total over 4.5 runs for the Dodgers. My dog of the day is going to be Western Carolina +31.5 against NC State. We talked about it. Really, the handicap is just NC State looking ahead to Tennessee next week. Don't want to give too much away. Just want to get out of this game healthy. Western Carolina, the Catamounts, treating this game as their Super Bowl. So we'll take them to keep it close under 31.5. Shawnee Sharp, real quick, sir, your best bet. What do you got?
Yeah, Peach, I'm going to your old saying here, love people, hate the public. So I'm going to be going with North Dakota State +10.5 against Colorado. I'm very happy you and Matt both agree with me on this. I said a story to you earlier before the show that North Dakota State has put in a lot of money on the line for this. They now have radios in their helmets, so I think that so they can communicate, so that, like you said, they're treating it like their Super Bowl. So I think 10.5 is too big of a number.
Absolutely love it. All right, and then my best bet tonight, I'm going to take that under 8.5 in Braves and Phillies. We got Charlie Morton going up against Christopher Sanchez. Phillies lost 10-0 last night. I would expect them to bounce back tonight. I think Sanchez pitches well. I think Morton pitches well also. I think this is like a 3-2, 4-2 kind of game. I'll take the under 8.5 in Braves and Phillies. Once again, our best bets for today. Mookie Betts is our play and going streaking. Dodgers team total over 4.5 is going to be our prop line. Western Carolina +31.5 over NC State. We also like UNC on the money line, North Dakota State plus the points as well. Shawnee Sharp and Matt Horner riding North Dakota State plus the points also. And then Braves Phillies under 8.5 is going to be our best bet. Thanks again to Manny Navarro, Matt Horner for joining the show. Guys, college football is back. Week 1 is here. I guess it was back a little bit last week, but now it's really here. Enjoy all the games. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.